A lawyer for a Guantanamo Bay prisoner has complained to the U.S. Justice Department about the condition of his client, who was recently attacked by prison guards at the notorious U.S.-run prison in Cuba. The prisoner has been identified as Mo'ath Al-Alwi from Yemen. His lawyer says Al-Alwi was shot at close range with rubber-coated steel bullets. He says Al-Alwi was struck in the chest, thigh, elbow, and shoulder, leaving his clothes blood-soaked and torn. The lawyer has written a letter to the U.S. Justice Department calling on them to investigate the incident and release photos of the injuries of Al-Alwi suffered during the April 13th incident. He says his client's injuries are more serious than portrayed by the U.S. military. Meanwhile, protesters have once again gathered in front of the White House in Washington calling for the closure of Guantanamo prison. About 130 prisoners have been on hunger strike for 103 days in protest at their conditions and their indefinite confinement. Political commentator Mr. Ralph Shulman joins us now from Berkeley to discuss the situation at Guantanamo Bay Prison. Mr. Shulman, in retrospect, the past 103 days has seen so many rights violations at Guantanamo, the inhumane treatment, the desecration of the Holy Quran, and now we're also getting reports of prisoners being attacked by point blank, by lethal arsenal. How do you perceive the past 100 and so days at Guantanamo prison?
The 103 days of hunger strike are a desperate effort on the part of the victims at Guantanamo to call attention to their inhumane treatment. From the beginning of their being held there, they have been subject to sensory deprivation, to brutal force beatings, to being held in tortured positions, to being subjected to every kind of abuse, sexual and otherwise, by their guards without any recourse. The Guardian reported on May 13th that the hunger strikers have now been subject to new methods of force feeding, and the lawyers have stated that humiliating body searches are instituted for prisoners who merely ask to talk to representatives. As a matter of fact, over 20 organizations, including the American Civil Liberties Union, Human Rights Watch, the Center for Constitutional Rights, and the New York University School of Law's Global Justice Clinic, have demanded that this forced feeding of prisoners end and called it cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment. Leading international medical bodies, as reported in both the New York Times and The Guardian, have come out to condemn the forced feeding of detainees. And I should call attention in particular to the op-ed piece that was published in the New York Times on April 14th called "Gitmo is Killing Me" by Samir Naji Al-Hassan Mokbel. One man weighs 77 pounds, another 98. The last I knew was I weighed 132. That was a month ago. I have been on hunger strike since February 10th, and I've lost well over 30 pounds, and I will not eat until they restore my dignity and cease this abuse. I've been detained at Guantanamo for 11 years and 3 months. I have never been charged with any crime. I have never received a trial. I could have been home years ago. I have done nothing. No one seriously considers me any kind of threat, but I am still held here. And in this searing account, which is evocative of the torture that has been reported in concentration camps and in the gulags of Stalin, it continues, "Last month on March 15th, I was sick in a prison hospital and refused to be fed. A team from the Extreme Reaction Force, a squad of 8 military officers in riot gear, burst in, tied my hands and feet to the bed, forcibly inserted IVs. I spent 26 hours in this state, tied upside down to the bed. I was not permitted to go to the toilet. They inserted catheters, which were painful and degrading. I was not permitted to pray. I will never forget the first time they passed a feeding tube up my nose. I can't describe how painful it is to be force-fed this way. I was forced to vomit. There was agony in my chest, throat, and stomach. I have never experienced such pain. I am still being fed twice a day. They tied me to a chair in my cell. My arms, legs, and head strapped down. I never know when they will come. They come during the night. They come when I am asleep. There are so many of us on hunger strike that there aren't enough medical staff even to observe or to carry out the forced feedings." And the continued description in this op-ed piece are a horror that emphasizes the essential torture that is involved in this continuing abuse of these prisoners, as this prisoner states, charged with nothing, brought it to account for nothing, allowed no trial, held incommunicado. It is so painful. I have begged them to stop. They refuse to stop. I asked them to change my clothes. They refuse to allow me to hold on to even a shred of dignity. They forced me into chairs upside down. If I refuse to tie up, they call the ERF team. The detailed account of that to which he has been subjected, which is the ongoing practice for all of the protesting prisoners, is a measure of their desperation and a measure of the barbarism to which they have been subjected. And as you indicate, human rights organizations, civil liberties organizations, people of conscience around the world are raising an outcry about this, mobilizing opposition, and the regime of Obama is indifferent to this. It has not changed in the slightest iota the continuation of this treatment, and there's small indication that in practical terms they will.
What a detailed description of the conditions there you just regurgitated for us, Mr. Schoenman. That was political commentator from Berkeley, Mr. Ralph Schoenman. Thank you very much, sir, for speaking to us here on Press TV.